Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus and Academic Hall of Famer in Agriculture Economics at Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today's theme is financial sensitivity testing. It has been a busy season conducting young and beginning farmer and rancher conferences. In many of the sessions, cash flow projections and the management of cash flow has been the theme. This is particularly true in an economic environment where extreme volatility as the result of geopolitics, military action, weather, and supply chain issues sometimes compounds the bottom line outcome, either positive or negative. After filling out the business IQ assessment, the group results in many of the conferences finds that financial sensitivity testing of cash flow is one of the weakest links and is often identified as an area for improvement by participants. During side discussions and in question and answer sessions, the participants wanted more clarity on testing various cash flow scenarios. Production. It is often recommended that the best, average, and worst-case scenarios be developed for cash flows. One area of financial sensitivity testing is focusing on various production and value scenarios that could be impacted by weather, management, timing of planting and harvesting, or factors that impact livestock production. Of course, different bottom-line outcomes will arise. The proactive manager will have strategies and actions in place that can capitalize on opportunities and mitigate the risks given each scenario. Now let's move on to prices. In recent years, prices have been volatile. This is where financial sensitivity testing of various prices tied to production provide the parameters of possible outcomes. Again, uncontrollable factors such as weather, the value of the dollar, demand change, or shift in consumer habits must be incorporated into the planning and monitoring process. Cost. A major part of financial sensitivity testing is examining various cost changes and their impact on cash flows. For example, more expensive feed as a result of a drought or replanting a crop as a result of inclement weather must be considered. A supply chain issue, shortage of an input, Murphy's Law, or an unexpected repair bill must be included in your analysis. Strategies and risk management for both crop and livestock production must be taken into consideration in the financial shock test. Finally, interest rates. What a difference a year makes. The doubling of interest rates requires one to consider whether the loans are structured on a fixed or variable interest rates and the loan term. To round out the financial sensitivity shock test, both increases and a possible decrease of interest rates need to be incorporated. In summary, a good set of financial assumptions and spreadsheets with some shock tests can assist in proactive planning to mitigate risk and capitalize on opportunities. See you for another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture.